Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Life Lessons from Game Theory, The Art of Thinking. The Art of Thinking Strategically in a Complex World Bridge is a forthcoming nonfiction book on strategic reasoning, expected to be published by Headline Publishing Group through its Wildfire imprint in 2026. Wooldridge is a professor of artificial intelligence at the University of Oxford and is known for research on rational agents, multi-agent systems, and public communication about AI. The book is positioned as an accessible guide to game theory as a practical way of thinking about situations in which outcomes depend on the choices of more than one actor. Rather than treating game theory only as a mathematical specialty, it appears designed to connect its central ideas to everyday judgment, social coordination, competition, and the future of AI collaboration. Because detailed reviews and full chapter information are not yet available, the most reliable reading is that the book bridges popular science, decision theory, and strategic thinking for general readers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic interdependence as the core problem of decision-making. The central theme signaled by the book is that many important decisions are not isolated choices but strategic interactions. In an ordinary decision problem, a person may compare costs, benefits, risks, and preferences as if the surrounding world were fixed. Game theory changes that frame by asking how the outcome depends on what other decision-makers choose at the same time, in response, or in anticipation. This matters because the best action in a strategic setting is rarely determined by personal preference alone. It depends on incentives, expectations, available information, and the likely behavior of others. Wooldridge's background in artificial intelligence and multi-agent systems makes this framing especially relevant. Because AI research often treats intelligence as action in an environment populated by other agents. The life lesson here is not that game theory gives a simple formula for every social problem, but that it trains readers to notice interdependence. Negotiations, workplace decisions, markets, public policy, and technology design can all fail when people assume others will passively accept their choices. The book's likely contribution is to make this habit of thought more accessible before choosing, identify the players, their incentives, their possible actions, and how each outcome depends on mutual response. Secondly, anticipating incentives rather than merely predicting behavior. A practical use of game theory is that it shifts attention from surface behavior to the incentive structure behind behavior. In complex settings, people often try to predict what another person, company, government, or system will do by relying on personality, habit, or past conduct. Game theoretic reasoning instead asks what each actor has reason to do under the available rules and constraints. This distinction is important because behavior can change quickly when incentives change. A cooperative colleague may become defensive if rewards are zero-sum. A competitor may avoid price cuts if retaliation is predictable. A user of a digital platform may act differently when ranking systems, visibility rules, or penalties are adjusted. Wooldridge's known interest in rational agents supports this focus on incentive-aware explanation. The reader is encouraged to think less in terms of good or bad intentions, and more in terms of payoff, risk, information, and credible response. This does not mean people are perfectly rational or purely selfish. Rather, game theory offers a disciplined way to ask why a particular action may be reasonable from another standpoint. That habit is useful in conflict resolution, organizational design, and policy analysis, because it reveals when undesirable behavior is produced by the structure of the game rather than by individual character alone. Thirdly, cooperation and competition as linked strategic forces, available descriptions of the book indicate an emphasis on game theory in real life, which necessarily includes the tension between cooperation and competition. Game theory is valuable because it shows that these are not opposites in any simple sense. Actors can compete within a shared system, cooperate to preserve mutual benefit, or fail to cooperate even when everyone would be better off if they did. The important question is, what conditions make cooperation stable? Repeated interaction, reputational consequences, credible commitments, enforceable agreements, and shared expectations can all make cooperative behavior more rational. Conversely, mistrust, short time horizons, poor communication, and unequal information can make competitive or defensive behavior more likely, even when it produces worse collective outcomes. This theme is especially relevant to Wooldridge because multi-agent AI systems raise the same question in technical form: how can autonomous agents coordinate, share resources, avoid destructive conflict, and pursue goals without constant central control? For general readers, the benefit is a clearer way to analyze everyday and institutional problems. Disputes are often described morally, as if one side simply refuses to behave well. A game theoretic view asks whether the rules reward non-cooperation, whether trust can be made rational, and whether the interaction can be redesigned so that individual incentives support collective gains. Fourthly, equilibrium thinking and the limits of one-sided plans. Game theory is closely associated with equilibrium reasoning, the idea that a stable outcome occurs when each participant is responding in a way that makes sense given what the others are doing. For a practical book on strategic thinking, this idea matters because many plans fail by considering only the first move. A manager may introduce an incentive scheme without asking how employees will adapt to it. A policymaker may impose a rule without considering avoidance behavior. A business may launch a competitive strategy without considering retaliation. Equilibrium thinking asks what happens after everyone has adjusted. A proposal that looks effective in isolation may produce a poor, stable result once other actors respond. This is where game theory can be intellectually humbling. It warns against strategies that rely on other people remaining passive, irrational, or uninformed. It also explains why some inefficient patterns persist. No single participant can improve their position by changing alone, even if the group as a whole would benefit from a different arrangement. Wooldridge's book appears likely to make such concepts useful without requiring advanced mathematics. The practical lesson is to test plans dynamically. Ask not only whether a move is attractive, but whether it remains attractive after competitors, colleagues, partners, or autonomous systems have adapted to it. Lastly, game theory as a bridge between human strategy and AI collaboration. What differentiates this book from many popular introductions to game theory is Wooldridge's standing as an artificial intelligence researcher. Public information about the book and the author highlights his use of game theory to understand how AI agents can cooperate with one another. This gives the subject a contemporary technological dimension. Game theory is not only a way to analyze poker, markets, bargaining, or political conflict. It is also a framework for designing and understanding systems in which multiple artificial agents act autonomously, pursue goals, exchange information, and affect one another's outcomes. This matters as AI moves from single-purpose tools toward systems that may negotiate resources, coordinate tasks, or interact with human institutions. In such settings, strategic behavior is not a metaphor. It becomes part of system design and safety. A poorly designed multi-agent environment can produce conflict, inefficiency, deception-like behavior, or unintended competition for resources, even if each component follows its own objective. A well-designed environment can encourage coordination, transparency, and mutually beneficial behavior. For general readers, this connection broadens the relevance of game theory. It shows that strategic thinking is not just a personal skill, but a conceptual foundation for understanding how intelligent systems, human or artificial, can coexist in complex environments. In conclusion, life lessons from game theory should appeal to readers who want a practical but intellectually serious introduction to strategic reasoning. Its likely audience includes general nonfiction readers, students, professionals, policymakers, technology observers, and anyone interested in how decisions change when other decision makers are also adapting. The practical benefit is a clearer method for analyzing conflict, cooperation, negotiation, incentives, and unintended consequences. The intellectual benefit is learning to see social and technological systems as networks of interacting agents rather than as collections of isolated choices. That shift can improve judgment even when no formal calculation is possible. What makes the book stand out in its category is the author's combination of game theory, artificial intelligence, and public science communication. Many accessible books on game theory focus mainly on economics, business competition, or classic puzzles of rational choice. Wooldridge brings a perspective shaped by multi-agent AI, where questions of coordination, autonomy, cooperation, and strategic response are not only theoretical but central to the design of future technologies. Since the book is not yet published, detailed claims about its examples or chapter-level arguments should be avoided. Its realistic value lies in its positioning, a contemporary guide to game theory for readers who want to understand both human strategic behavior and the emerging world of interacting intelligent systems. If you would like to support Michael Wooldridge, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.